KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, our morning show Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're joined in studio now by Chris Regan. He's the Assistant General Manager of Laguna Beach County Water District. They're holding their 8th annual Smartscape Expo coming up on October 14th, and we're very fortunate to have them as our new sponsor and partner here at the radio station. So, Chris, nice to have you in studio, man.
Thanks for having me here.
I know you've done this before, so you're a veteran, so I expect you to do excellently this morning. But the Water District is an interesting thing where you want people to conserve water, yet the way you make money is by selling water. So it must be kind of odd for you guys every year to encourage people to conserve.
Yeah, it's interesting because we're probably one of the only businesses that try to convince our customers not to buy our product.
Right. Yeah. It's really interesting when you think about it that way. But it was really heavy on conservation for a while during the drought that we had recently. Are we officially out of it?
Yes, officially we're out of it. The governor declared the drought over in April. But, you know, we know we're in Southern California. We know droughts are cyclical. So we will be hit again with another drought, definitely.
Okay, so knowing what to do to conserve in general now and what to do later when it gets especially bad is good information to be armed with.
Exactly. Again, we know that there's going to be a time when the governor comes back to us and says, okay, we're in the same boat again. They're looking at new restrictions coming down the line to make sure that saving water becomes a way of life in California, that that's the new normal, that we're always preparing for a drought event.
So the Smartscape Expo on October 14th, that aims to, especially with landscaping, to maximize your water savings, right?
Right. I mean, during this last drought, the way that we were able to achieve savings was, unfortunately, by having people cut back on their outside water use. That's the largest amount of water use for the average customer. Usually 50% of their average use is for outside use. So in this last drought, the governor asked us to cut back. We had to cut back almost 22%. So we imposed watering restrictions. So what the Smartscape event does and has done for the past 8 years is get our residents in touch with experts in the community to show them ways that they can maximize their water usage in their outside landscapes by using drought-tolerant plants, by putting in hardscapes, those types of things.
So do they talk about cacti and like rock formations, or is it really just about plants that require water?
It's mostly plants that are California native or conducive to this environment, so succulent type plants. Different planting methods. A lot of people used to look at cacti as being the drought tolerant plant, but if you come down to the water district at downtown, you'll see that we've got a demonstration garden that shows that there's a lot of California native and drought and succulent plants that create a very appealing landscape that actually looks better than having just ornamental turf in.
So is the idea that if people do this now and make the preparations now, that if and when a drought happens again, they won't have to lose their yard, basically?
Correct. I mean, we're basically saying, okay, hey, you've survived 5 years of drought. You've done your best to limit the landscape, to limit your watering of your landscape. Come to the event this year because we're going to show you ways to kind of help it bounce back. And then also, now's the time to prepare so that if we go into another drought in a year or in 2 years, you're not having to, your landscape is already ready and drought tolerant so that you're not having to see this huge decline in your front yard or your backyard. You've already taken the steps to be prepared and you've put in things that don't require the amount of water that a normal turf would use.
Was the drought really 5 years?
It was 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the emergency declaration had been the past two, but we had been 5 years of below average rainfall.
How long were your showers during the drought, and how long are they now?
I take a pretty quick shower. I have to. So, I mean, because I get this question all the time. I'm not going to talk about my shower habits with you, Tyler.
I wanted to hear it, Chris, but you practice what you preach.
I practice what I preach.
Good to know. Smartscape Expo, it's on October 14th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. What are some of the experts and people that are going to be there that know about this stuff that you're going to learn from?
So one of our partners, South Coast Water District, is our sister agency next to us. They will be there promoting their rebate programs along with our rebate programs. We've got Rainbird Corporation that's going to be there doing a spray-to-drip conversion workshop where they'll teach residents how to take a planter bed that has a pop-up spray and convert it to drip irrigation. We've got the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach that'll be doing an activity. The Laguna Beach Garden Club will be there doing two really fun DIY projects. One, a succulent plant tube demonstration where you take a dirt planter tube and they'll be putting in succulent clippings. And then also for fall, I call it a living fall harvest centerpiece. They're going to be taking pumpkins and attaching succulents to those. We've got just a lot of fun activities. It's a family-filled fun day.
So would you say you have to have a green thumb to like this event?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I think you just, you know, in Laguna Beach, everyone is very environmentally conscious. If you're environmentally conscious, if you want to come down and have a good time, if you like plants, it's the place to be. It's also an opportunity for the community to come down and meet staff of the water district. It acts as a nice open house for us where they can come down and get to know us also.
Right. And by the way, it's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on October 14th, which is the same time and day as the farmer's market. So a really nice time to hang out right there in that downtown area.
Exactly. It gives people the opportunity to go down and get some fresh vegetables and then stop by and talk to some experts.
Now, I know this event is mostly about landscaping, but while I can transition for a second, are there other things you like to see your customers doing now to conserve water or to just have better water conservation habits?
I think our message is to be conscious of the water that you use. I mean, so often we take it for granted. You turn on the tap and water is there. The drought gave people an opportunity to where the messaging was always in their face, conserve, conserve, conserve. You know, our message is think about it when you're using it. So if you think about that garden hose running, think about the shower that you're taking, think about the water that you're running while you're brushing your teeth, because it all adds up. And the more that we can do now to save water and to keep our supply healthy in Southern California, the less we'll be required to do if we get back into the situation where there's a drought.
Gotcha. I want to talk about it maybe another time, but I think the history of the Water District is so interesting. Would you just tell the Duck Club story?
So the district has been formed in 1925. We're one of the oldest agencies in Laguna Beach. We were actually here before the city. When we were formed, the founders went up to Huntington Beach and under the guise of wanting to form a duck hunting club, were able to purchase a lot of acreage up there. By doing that, that secured us water rights in Huntington Beach, which for the first 40 years of our existence, we were bringing in water, groundwater from Huntington Beach. But it was interesting because it was kind of, I don't want to say it was a boondoggle, but it was, hey, we're going to form a duck hunting club. Okay, that sounds great. They purchase the property, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, by the way, we're going to sink some wells now, and that's the water supply that's going to be for Laguna Beach.
I asked that in one of our trivia questions, like we talked about. Nobody knew it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tough piece of history, really, that people aren't too aware of.
You know, that's the nice thing about being a part of the Laguna Beach community. There are so many of these odd little stories that you hear that with, you know, long-term agencies that have been here. There's just a unique history in town.
Well, it's very cool that you guys are doing so much to be involved in the community. You by no means have to. You're simply an agency that could collect people's bills every month and give them water and call it a day and go home at night. But you do your best to be involved in the Laguna Beach community. I think that's the key to being a part of Laguna. So,
well, and that's always been the forefront for us is our customer service. You know, when you call the district, you're not going to get an answering service. If you need to schedule an appointment for us to come out and look at a leak, we're not telling you we'll book an appointment for you in 2 weeks. Being in a small community and being a small organization gives us the ability to really focus and make sure that customer service for us is top notch. And we pride ourselves on that.
Well, this event is no exception. The 8th annual Smartscape Expo, October 14th. It's a Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You mentioned a lot of people that are going to be there, except us. We're going to be there, too.
You guys are going to be there, of course.
Playing music, which we're stoked about. Again, October 14th. You can find more information at lbcwd.org. That's Laguna Beach County Water District. Learn how to better landscape your yard, prepare for the next drought, and conserve water in general. Chris Regan, Assistant General Manager of the Water District. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having us.
See you soon.